This is Dr. Dave dictating follow-up consultation on Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, last name Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. His date of birth is June 23, 1999. Patient's in for Dr. Charles Chilcot, C-H-I-L-C-O-A-T. New paragraph, dear sir, thank you for your continued support. Nathan had extensive workup for bleeding diathesis, and the entire workup was almost within normal limit. PT, PTT, INR was normal. Coagulation factors were normal. Only abnormal thing was protein S, which was 56. It should be 63 or 140. However, it would not cause any excessive bleeding. If at all, it could cause thromboembolic issues. But the level is very close to normal, so I would not worry about that. New paragraph. Today, he does not have any symptoms. His blood pressure is 118 over 72. He is 160 pound. Rest of the physical exam, unremarkable. New paragraph. Impression. Neuronal migration disorder. Diagnosis 2, past history of bleeding when teeth were extracted. New paragraph recommendations. Since his platelet count and coagulation and bleeding profile appears to be within normal range, I don't think he should bleed excessively. Normal. However, since he did have history from before of excessive bleeding, I would caution to do continue doing extraction. If he starts bleeding after first or second teeth extracted, so if he needs more than three teeth extracted at a time, it could be done on another day. New paragraph. All other precautions that are required for a normal individual might be necessary here also. And I don't anticipate excessive bleeding, but should it happen, please ask the family to take him to emergency room, and I also will be available. Thank you. Sincerely, Ajit Dave.